Badgers will mark it at the 41 of Rutgers. First and 10, Wisconsin. Double wide to the right. And little movement up front there as Rutgers getting into the neutral zone, and the pointing game begins. There's a question. I don't know if there was a flinch on the Wisconsin offensive line, but you could say this was created by the defense here, perhaps. Let's find out.
Offside. Defense. The player entered the neutral zone and caused the offensive player to react. 5-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Mentioned early in the season, this is one of the points of emphasis here. So it'll be a first and 5 at the 36 of Rutgers.
Well, what is that incitement? What was the other thing that gets called?
Well, there's disconcerting signals.
But what I like, Wisconsin, jump out there. Mm-hmm. Somebody jumps in the neutral zone, jump it, then they force the officials to make that call.
Will Pauling slot left, Quincy Burroughs wide left on first and 5. Hand off Walker. Tried to bounce it, got tripped up. Nothing up the middle, and then got tripped up as he tried to bounce to his left, and a loss of 1 to the 38 of Rutgers. It's second down, actually loss of a couple, second down and 7.
Now you pull guards, you pull tackle, you pull the right guard, right tackle, bubbled back and tripped up his legs.
Lock reads, pulls, looking, winds up, throws left side, Ashcraft incomplete, flag down. Flip Dixon in the secondary, getting to Ashcraft a little early. And another former Minnesota Gopher there in Flip Dixon, he is guilty of the penalty.
Pass interference. Defense number 10, 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
So the Badgers in serious business. First and 10 at the Rutgers 23-yard line.
I like the play design there. You get Ashcraft out, run down the sideline, and just tackled him early. Got there probably about 2 beats early. That was an easy call for the ref.
Vinny Anthony wide left. Kekahuna and Williams to the right. Walker the running back. On the Rutgers 23-yard line, Locke looking to throw. Winds it up. Throws right side of the boundary. Wide of the target intended for Tretch Kekahuna near the 15-yard line of the far side. Incomplete. Second and 10 for the Rutgers 23.
Rutgers bringing a lot of bodies there. I've been really impressed with Wisconsin's running backs, of what they've been able to do picking up the blitz. That Rutgers is bringing guys now. And Tawee Walker did a fantastic job of squaring his guy up. Gave Locke plenty of time. He just overshot him.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Ashcraft wing on the right side for the Rutgers 23-yard line. Second and 10. Walker to the right of the quarterback. Braden Locke, and more movement up front. And this will cost Wisconsin 5 yards.
Offense number 71. Five-yard penalty. Remains second down.
They get the right tackle, Riley Mullman, there. So,
And give Rutgers some credit that you forced Wisconsin into changing its protection. They were going to bring an overload off of Wisconsin's left side of the offensive line, changing things up. Guys kind of get used to a timing. Riley got a little anxious, flinched, cost 5 yards.
Pistol formation now for the Rutgers 28-yard line on second down. Hand off Walker. Room off the right side, 25. Walker spins his way near the 20-yard line and falls forward. They'll mark at the 20 of Rutgers. So a gain of 8 on that run. And it'll be third down and 7 for Wisconsin.
We've seen this a few times now. There was a second and 10 early in the game. You pick up 8. Here's second and 15. And Renfroe, it's a hard block to ask a center to go reach that nose. He reaches him, and that allows Walker to cut back. But second and 15, Rutgers is thinking, pass. Physical hard run. Great job by our center of reaching his guy, and that gave that hole, gave room to pick up 8.
3 receivers left, 1 on the right on third down and 7. The give goes to Walker again, hits the right side, and Tawee is bounced at the 18-yard line. Keshawn Griffin is there, and the Badgers will send on Nathaniel Vakos on 4th and 5. Now keep in mind, he is kicking into the wind here. It should be in the vicinity of a 36-yard attempt, but it'll likely feel like something a little bit longer than that. Vakos, 6 out of 8 so far this season. On the right hash, just beyond 35 yards away. Everybody's set. Jason Pfeiffer snaps. Gavin Myers holds. Snap, spot. Kick is away, and the kick is no good. So the Badgers come up empty as Rutgers gets the stop. There's the Scarlet Knights trying to get a little momentum their way. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home of 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. We'll step out. 7:22 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Before we move on here in this second quarter, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And Nathaniel Vakos misfires from 35 yards away. 7:22 left in the first half. It remains 14-0 Wisconsin leading Rutgers as the Scarlet Knights will start at their 20-yard line.
And complimentary football, getting ahead, doing all the stuff that we've seen so far, that you can go up three scores, and that changes the kind of mentality of both Rutgers and I think Wisconsin. So a big miss, kicking into the wind. There's all kinds of things. You need to make that kick. Now Rutgers can regain some things, even though last 15 plays they've been able to muster only 22 yards. Wisconsin's defense has Rutgers' numbers so far.
Manungai is the running back. Rutgers going left to right as we view it in the second quarter, north to south and with the wind. Kaliak Manis reads, pulls, throws to the left, low pass, jarred loose, incomplete. Xavier Lucas breaks up the pass intended for Ben Black. Good work by the Badgers' true freshman corner. Second and 10, Rutgers from its own 20.
Leon Lowry does a fantastic job from his left defensive end position. Does a little swim move. Their running back ended up biting Kemenip and gave Lowry a clear shot, forcing that ball to come out early and an incompletion.
Cade McDonald, Brandon Lane, the down lineman for Wisconsin. Two receivers right, one on the left for Rutgers. Second and 10, Scarlet Knights at their own 20-yard line. Kaliak Manis takes a snap, hands off to Manungai, who gets thrown down by Darryl Peterson. Oh, young fella getting in there with bad intentions, and it's now 3rd and 9 Rutgers from its own 21.
He is having a day, and it doesn't matter. He's been playing left defensive end. Here he's playing over on the right side, playing a little more inside. And what Wisconsin is doing a lot, they're moving and shifting their defensive line. They're crashing guys down and still able to react. Darryl Peterson with a great second reaction again and ripping Manungai to the ground.
Samuel Brown in at running back. 3rd and 9 for the Scarlet Knights at their own 21-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Snap back to Kaliak Manis for a man rush. Kaliak Manis pressure, pulls it down left side, 20-25. He'll get across the 30-yard line, little juke move. And that was all he needed as Ethan Kaliak Manis on 3rd and 9 got flushed and runs it for 13 and a first down.
I'm always leery when I'm saying, oh, 15 plays and having the first down. That is their first down since the opening drive, and he did it with his legs. That the defense does its job covering and pass rush, but you have to contain the quarterback. He was able to leak out and do a nice job of picking up that first down.
He was able to scoot by Preston Zachman along the way. 5:55 left in a half, 14-0 Wisconsin. Ball to Rutgers, 34-yard line, 1st and 10. Badgers bringing pressure. One pump, Kaliak Manis hit as he throws right side. Dremel makes the catch at the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. Hunter Waller on the stop. Callie McManus staying strong in the pocket. And Rutgers is into Wisconsin territory.
A pump fake and Wisconsin pit. And actually, Hunter Waller got over there quick. Almost looked, if he went to play on the ball, could have knocked it down. Went for the sure tackle and a big play from Rutgers.
Rutgers has a little something going at the Wisconsin 30. First and 10. Two receivers left, one on the right. Manungai is the running back. Kali Ekmanis will give it to Manungai. Tries to turn it back up inside the 25. Manungai down inside the 20-yard line. They'll mark at the 19 on a gain of 11. That's what Kyle Manungai can do. And it's first and 10 Rutgers with 4:52 left in the half. 14-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's why there was that big sigh for me, because you have Rutgers 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9. You don't want to let them get into that rhythm. Offensive linemen, when you keep going 3 and out, you start pressing a little bit. You get that first down. You can open up the floodgates, and that's what Rutgers has done.
O'clock is at 8 as Kali McManus gets him organized, takes the snap. He'll feed Manungai again. Manungai is tossed down by Jaheim Thomas, the linebacker, near the 15-yard line. And they'll place it at the 15 on a gain of 4, 2nd down and 6.
His patience, he's obviously he's physical in what he does. I think we got away with a face mask that didn't get called. Thank you very much. But his physical and his patience, he lets the things develop. You have to be gap sound on the defensive side here to stop him.
Slot left, slot right. Danny Fletcher was wide right, now motions to the formation. On 2nd down, a toss right side. Manungai is nabbed behind the line of scrimmage. Well, Witt holding his ground. That allows Zachman to do his thing. And Manungai gets stopped outside the 15-yard line. They'll mark at the 16. It's 3rd down for Rutgers.
Good job by our perimeter of keeping the ball inside. And again, we've seen a lot of white jerseys flocking to the football. The effort and energy from this defense has been outstanding today. We just let Rutgers get into a little rhythm. Now you make this stop, try to hold into a field goal.
3rd down and 7 at the Wisconsin 16-yard line. Samuel Brown, the running back. Two receivers left, one on the right. Kali Ekmanis to throw, shoots it to the right. And that is caught by Ben Black. He is forced out by Xavier Lucas at the 10-yard line. And it's 4th down and 1 for Rutgers with 3:05 left in the first half. 14-0 Wisconsin. And now Manungai will check back in. 4th down, we talked about it's been good for Wisconsin, not so much for Rutgers. 3 for 11 coming into this game.
Shiano is begging the ref to take a look. He thinks they got a bad spot on that back shoulder catch. I'm guessing he's going to try to challenge this.
Play clock is at 5. He's going to take it down and use a timeout. So if nothing else, they can get a play call organized. But he's going to, you're right, Tosh, they're going to want him to take a look here at that spot. 2:37 left in the half. It is 14-0 Wisconsin.
Love what Xavier Lucas did there. You fight through and keep forcing the receiver to come down, catch the football, and make sure they have full control of it. Fight through with those hands. And I don't know if they're going to take a look at it, but Shiano is just wearing out these officials trying to get him to.
Yeah, it looks like they're not. So
I'm good with that.
Yeah. 4th down and 1 at the moment. Rutgers has the ball at the Wisconsin 10-yard line. So here we go. Huge play. Let's see if the Badgers can get a big 4th down stop. Shiano was still out there. Now finally walks over to the sideline. Shotgun formation. Manungai to the right of Kali Ekmanis. He's a shift and overload to the right side of the formation up front for Rutgers. Kali Ekmanis will give it to Manungai, and I don't think so. It looks like he stopped short. He needed the 9. They're running up the line at the 10. The Badgers claiming they have stopped them. Nothing yet from the officials. And it'll be Wisconsin football as Manungai is denied.
Just a wall. Wisconsin was able to crash down. I think Darrell Peterson got down there again, crashing down and limiting Manungai's opportunity to get anything moving. And even with second and third effort, Wisconsin had enough hats around the football on a huge fourth down stop.
Jaheim Thomas was in the middle of that fray. Elijah Hills. And yeah, you're right, Tosh. Darrell Peterson also getting involved. So the Badgers turn back Rutgers. First and 10, Wisconsin, from its own 10-yard line with 2:29 left in the half. It remains 14-0, the Badgers. Chris Brooks wide to the left. Tawi Walker is the running back. He'll shift to the right to Braden Locke. Locke will feed Walker, hits the left side across the 10, up to the 15-yard line, tossed down at about the 16 on a gain of 6. Shaquan Loyal out of the secondary on the tackle.
Great patience, and you're seeing a lot of Wisconsin pulling, and it's not your typical offensive lineman pulling, screaming down the line. It's very deliberate, and you're allowing your running back to get good vision.
Rutgers was slow subbing. The center judge wasn't in there. The Badgers could have snapped the ball, did not. And now a timeout is taken as we get to the two-minute timeout. So we'll keep it here. 14-0 Wisconsin with 2 minutes left in the first half. The Badgers have a second and four at their 16-yard line.
Yeah, I was happy that that was the case. I think you're always kind of wondering with Phil what we're going to do because of the tempo. And you know, this is a case here where you really want to pick up that first down before you determine what you want to do, because you don't want to obviously give wind is into us. You don't want to give Rutgers an opportunity to get something here before the end of the half. You also want to be aggressive with what you're doing. So you get that big fourth down stop. And now you want to go down and give yourself an opportunity to get points, but you want to get that first down. You started off with a good run. Let that thing go down to the two-minute timeout and then figure out how you're going to continue to move the football.
Patrick, what do you have?
Luke Fickell often talks about the middle eight, minutes. So the final 4 minutes of the first half, the first 4 minutes of the second half. He was really proud of his team against Purdue and how they went down, scored just before the half, got the ball coming out, scored again. Keep in mind, Wisconsin does get the football to start the second half. Maybe it's a little greedy to think they can go 85 more yards in this 2 minutes. But that's the kind of middle four dominance that he's looking for out of this team.
Yeah, and it goes back to your point, Tosh. Let's see what happens if they can get a first down here. Then maybe the tempo starts to pick up. Wisconsin has two timeouts available, by the way, likewise for Rutgers.
What did Michael Douglas say in Wall Street way back in the day?
Greed is good.
Greed is good, baby. You missed out on that opportunity to get three, and then Rutgers takes advantage, gets their first down since the first drive, and started moving the football, and you started thinking, oh, they got into a little rhythm. Well, that momentum was stopped on that fourth down, and now is the time where you can really kind of get that momentum and start sucking a little of the will out of this Rutgers football team by going down here and getting some points. But it's always easy to say from up here. It's a whole other thing to go down and execute it on the field.
It'll be a second down and four for the Badgers at their 16-yard line.
Just love what Wisconsin's defense is doing, because I know for me coming into this game, I thought we'd be effective running the football. I thought Rutgers would too. And right now, Manungai, 11 carries, 22 yards, and that he has one 11-yard run. So he's got 11 yards on the other 10. So Wisconsin's defense has had a plan, and there are a lot of guys flying around playing physical football. Darrell Peterson has just popped off the screen for me today.
And for Wisconsin's running game, Tawi Walker, 16 totes for 86 yards. So here we go as we resume play after the two-minute timeout. 14-0, Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Second and four for the Badgers at their 16-yard line. Pauling slot left, Anthony wide left, C.J. Williams out to the right. Walker the running back. Pauling will go in motion to the right. Locke will give it to Walker, and he gets hit right away and thrown down. Maybe a yard, that's it. Keontae Hamilton, the tackle, makes the stop, and a timeout taken by Greg Schiano with a minute 56 left in the half. It'll be a third down and three for the Badgers at their 17-yard line.
Rutgers has done a better job now in the second quarter of having more bodies. They're not letting our tailbacks, whether it's Walker, Dupree, bounce the football. They're kind of forcing things inside, putting a lot of bodies up, and it kind of answered your question here. Now, Shiano takes that timeout. They, I think, really feel like they need to go down and get points. This, all third downs are critical, but this one is very important here as we're looking at, what, a third and four that Wisconsin needs to commit, or they're going to have to give the football back to Rutgers before the half.
The Badgers are 2 out of 5 on third down in this first half. Pauling slot right. Vinny Anthony out wide to the left. Snap the lock. Hand off Walker off the left side across the 20, and he'll get a first down. He pulled Flip Dixon for another yard or two. First and 10, Wisconsin. That'll stop the clock to move the sticks. 1:51 left in the first half. A big third down conversion right there for the Badgers. Fresh set of downs at their own 23. Clock running. 1:45 to play in the second quarter. Lock gets a snap, looks to throw, passes deflected and almost intercepted by Dariel Jabome. That pass deflected coming out of the hands of Braden Locke and very nearly picked off. 1:38 remaining in the half, second and 10 for the 23 Badger territory.
So that's where we want to be aggressive. We want to go down and get points, but you have to be smart. And that ball, anytime you drop back the pass, a strack is in play, tip balls. Very fortunate that ball fluttered to the turf.
Wesley Bailey on the deflection. Locke again to throw. Shoots a left side. That is caught across the 30-yard line. Pauling scoots out of bounds at the 32 on a gain of 9. That'll stop the clock until the next snap. 1:33 left till halftime. Third and 1 for the Badgers. They lead Rutgers 14 to nothing.
Nice job by Will of kind of recollecting it on that throw and then fighting up the sideline to pick up a couple extra to set up a third and very short.
Williams wide right, Pauling slot right. Vinny Anthony wide left. You got Riley Nowakowski's slot on the left. Rutgers subbing, center judge holding. And now we are set to play on. Nowakowski motions to the right, and penalty markers fly.
Not great.
Here's the call.
False start. Offense number 57. 5-yard penalty, remains third down.
So they'll get Jake Renfro there, and it's now third down and 6. The Badgers at their 27-yard line.
Just not snapping the football, and now you're sitting from a third and very short to third and 5+. Brings a lot of things into play.
Second penalty for the Badgers. Both teams have been hit twice. Both teams have been really good at avoiding penalties this season. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Nowakowski was wide left. Now he'll motion toward the formation. Locke gets the snap. Pressure coming. Left side pass. Nowakowski the catch, and he gets thrown down and inbound. So the clock continues to run. And the Rutgers defender who made the play is slow to get up. So that will stop the clock with a minute 26 left in the first half. The play originally, the official was winding the clock, claiming progress was stopped inbounds, but the injury does stop the clock. Greg Schiano did signal for a timeout there, so.
And those little things, Nowakowski, the ball is a nice shot by Rutgers of, getting him down before the first down, but Nowakowski stayed in bounds, and that did force Rutgers to use their last timeout. So not ideal. You would have loved to have got points. The penalty, the false start by Wisconsin's offensive line puts you in this tight spot. Now you're going to put this half back on the defensive side to kind of keep this shutout intact.
The injured Rutgers player is Flip Dixon, one of their safeties, New Jersey native. You mentioned he played at Minnesota. Started 6 times in his stints with the Gophers. Comes back home. Was honorable mention all-conference a year ago. Walking slowly, but walking on his own back to the Rutgers sideline. So the Scarlet Knights have used their their final timeout. It'll be a 4th down and 3 for the Badgers from their own 30-yard line.
And this is why you put all that time in on special teams, because I can assure you Greg Schiano is going to dial up something here and trying to get some momentum back. They blocked a couple last week. This is part of their trademark of football, is to make big plays on special teams. Wisconsin has to continue to make sure that they have all of their details lined up, because they're very good at what they do when it comes to punt block.
I'm off.
Christian Dremel deep for Rutgers, standing just inside the 30 with the Scarlet Knights. Snap to Bertrams, and the kick is away. It'll hit inside the 30-yard line, rolling inside the 25 and out of bounds along the near boundary. At about the 24-yard line, a 47-yard punt. So a minute 18 left in the first half. Rutgers out of timeouts. Wisconsin leads 14 to nothing.
I don't like doing this anymore. You know how Romo used to always do the calls, and I think that's kind of dipped off for him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned in the pregame. Who did we mention? Forkering.
Oh, it's your guy, huh?
Yeah. Rutgers, you got a minute and 18. You know they're down 14. Aggressiveness. This is a perfect time for a pick six.
He's out there with Ian Strong, who lines up wide to the right. Two receivers to the left from the Rutgers 24-yard line, first and 10. Kyle Manungai is the running back to the left of the QB. First down, Kaliak Manis to throw. Badgers rush for a throw over the middle, and it is dropped by the tight end, Fletcher. He got tagged by Jake Cheney for good measure. Clock stops a minute 13 left in the half. Second and 10, Rutgers from its own 24.
You can feel everything up here. A little crossing route, and Rutgers, you know, takes the check down, and Wisconsin makes them pay, and they were unable to hold on to the football. It's been a very physical half of football for Wisconsin's defense.
Second and 10, Rutgers from its own 24. Two receivers left, one on the right. Kaliak Manis surveys the Wisconsin defense. He'll take the snap, and he'll throw it right side, and it goes through Fletcher again, incomplete. Forkering there to make sure defensively. And a rough couple of plays for the leading receiver for Rutgers as now Fletcher jogs off. He's favoring that left arm a little bit. It's third down and 10, Rutgers from its own 24.
Yeah, everything Rutgers is doing, Wisconsin is making sure they feel it. That was a simple little, you know, read pull. He pulled it, threw it out there, and ball goes through his hands, and still a Wisconsin defender lays some wood.
A minute 10 left in the first half. Two receivers left, one on the right. Samuel Brown in at running back. Kaliak Manis wants to throw. Four-man rush. Has some time, and the throw. It is incomplete. Went through Chris Long with 1:04 left in the half. That was not a perfect throw, but certainly a catchable one. Long could not at the 43. So with 64 seconds left in the half, now the Badgers have two timeouts available, and Rutgers is on to punt yet again.
And the reason I keep bringing up this lay in the wood, what happens to wide receivers when they're going up and extending? Do you don't think they think about those rib shots that are coming? They do, and we just saw three drops on that drive.
Here's Anderson on the punt. Snap was a little wide, fielded it well, and it'll be Hunter Wohler with the fair catch. At the 30-yard line of Wisconsin, a 46-yard punt from Jacob Anderson, who has been a busy man in this first half for Rutgers. So 59 seconds left in the half. Badgers have two timeouts available. They lead Rutgers 14 to nothing.
Fantastic effort. Wisconsin's defense has been really good, but I believe that's the sixth time in this half that we've had a three and out from Wisconsin's defense. And that was a position. This is that momentum swing we talk about all the time. Wisconsin unable to get a first down, has to give Rutgers the ball back. And now the defense complementing this offense, getting in the ball back with a little under a minute to go.
Four receivers set to either side on first down. Lock back to throw, fires over the middle, and that's dropped by Will Poling. Big Benosin on the coverage. Everybody's got the drops. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 30 with 55 seconds left to the half.
Maybe it's the win. because that's four straight drops now, three from Rutgers, and the sure-handed Will Pauling dropped that one.
Walker is the running back. Kekahuna and Pauling are on the field. Kekahuna slot left, Pauling slot right. Lock throws. That's caught by Pauling, and he gets drilled. The ball is out. Pauling got hit hard. And we'll see if they'll call it a catch and a fumble or an incomplete pass. Oh, Pauling is shaken up here. And they're going to claim a catch and a fumble. And Rutgers recovers. inside the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. Oh, mercy.
Rolling on the field is a catch and a fumble recovered by the defense. First down Rutgers.
With 45 seconds left in the first half, the second Wisconsin turnover, but a bigger concern now is the health of Will Pauling.
Yeah, that was a heck of a hit. It was a ball thrown a little bit low. Will went down, got it, and Rutgers, two people fly into the football, and we'll see. I have it. Let's see.
Yeah, he put it away, and that was Dariel Jabome who forced it out. As it was recovered by Bo Masco, a cornerback, as Pauling now helped to his feet. And getting a little bit of assistance as he makes his way to the sideline.
Yeah, it was a heck of a hit. From up here, now, it feels like any time there's a full-on big-time hit, you're always looking for targeting and that, but
no.
The ball was punched out. It was just a really good play by Rutgers.
Yeah, bang, bang, but no, I didn't see any targeting there. So another opportunity for Rutgers out of timeouts. 45 seconds left in the half, 14-0 Wisconsin, as Pauling makes his way into the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent.
What a 2 minutes.
Ugh.
There are a lot of things going on here. And now Wisconsin's defense being tasked again to get another round of stops here before the end of the half.
Nightmare Miller slot to the right. Monungai, the running back. The 34-yard line of Wisconsin. Callie McManus back to throw. Four-man rush. Left side. Shot is incomplete. Intended for Ben Black. Near the 10-yard line of the far side, Xavier Lucas, the freshman corner, on the coverage for Wisconsin. 40 seconds left in the half. Second and 10, Rutgers at the Wisconsin 34.
Yeah, really good coverage. And then Zachman over the top was in really good position to not allow one of those big plays. And remember, Rutgers, no timeouts in this spot. They're going to have to be very conscious of anything they throw over the middle with 40 seconds left in this half.
Malcolm Miller tight to the left. Ian Strong tight to the right. Monungai is the running back. Out of the shotgun, Callie McManus takes the snap, throws to the left, and that is caught by Dymir Miller inside the 30 of the 28-yard line. Jake Cheney over there on coverage. Gain of 6. Play went out of bounds, so that'll stop the clock with 36 seconds left in the half. Third down and 4.
I'm always fascinated from a defensive mindset what you do in this position, because are you okay giving up a 40-45-yard field goal at this in this point, or do you heat him up when you're in a position here on third down, try to get him out of field goal range, but give yourself opportunities for a big play? It's always an interesting dynamic.
Rutgers 1 out of 8 on third down in this first half. They need 4 here from the 28 of Wisconsin. Callie McManus again looking to throw. It's to the left. It's caught by Black. He'll get the first down, and he is chased out of bounds by Max Lofi at the 19-yard line with 29 seconds left in the first half. So only the second third down conversion for Rutgers in this half. But again, the Scarlet Knights are threatening to make this a one-score game in a half that's been dominated by Wisconsin. So a fresh set of downs for Ethan Callie McManus. Strong out wide left. Miller slot right. Black wide right. Monungai is the running back. Callie McManus looks to throw. Shoots it left, and it's incomplete. Sails well over the outstretched hands of Ian Strong inside the 10-yard line of the far side. Good coverage from Xavier Lucas. Second down and 10, Rutgers, with the Badgers 19 with 25 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, Rutgers obviously likes that matchup, and Xavier Lucas has been up to the task on both, at least on this drive. Really good coverage.
Rutgers had a drive deep into Wisconsin territory last year at Camp Randall Stadium, and Ricardo Holman picked one off and ran it all the way back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Callie McManus again to throw. Short pass to the left is broken up by Max Lofi. Oh, good play by Lofi. Pass intended over there for their tight end. Mike Higgins, and it's third down and 10 Rutgers with the Badgers 19 with 21 seconds left in the half.
Nice job by Lofi of understanding what Rutgers is doing. They've been looking only to that short side of the field here, being very cautious. I wonder how much of that is that pick six came on that far side last year.
Third down for the Badgers 19. Third and 10 Rutgers, 21 seconds left in the half. 14 to nothing Wisconsin. Kelly McManus again to throw, and I'll just throw it away well over Higgins. Lofi again on the coverage. There's nothing there that Kelly McManus liked, and on comes the field goal team, and that's been an issue here for Rutgers. Jay Patel, a junior, is 2 out of 5 with a long of 36. This will be a 37-yard attempt. He has the wind at his back. Ball's at the left hash. 17 seconds left till halftime. And now the Badgers will use a timeout.
Timeout, Wisconsin, their second of the half. 30-second timeout.
Well, again, kind of feels like an NBA game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Last two minutes have been 45 minutes of real time.
Yeah.
Of just churning, but really good job by Wisconsin's defense. Even if they make this kick, which is a coin toss at best, with what Rutgers has been able to do field goal kicking wise, but this defense gave up, what, one first down here. It has been very, very good because Wisconsin puts them in a tight spot and they've continued to answer the bell against this Rutgers offense.
So here we go, 37-yard field goal try coming up. Jacob Anderson, the punter, serves as the holder. Jay Patel, the junior, on to attempt the field goal. Lines are down. Here's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is blocked. It's loose near midfield. It's scooped up by Zachman. Whiffed at it. The Badgers will cover it near the 45-yard line of Rutgers. That snap looked like it may have been a little low. Jacob Anderson, the holder, was trying to dig it out of there and get the placement, but the timing was all off, and there's a penalty marker down as well. Near the 45-yard line of Wisconsin. So a couple of things to sort out with 8 seconds left in the half. And here comes the call.
Sideline interference. Wisconsin, that 15-yard penalty is added to the dead ball spot. Wisconsin ball, first and 10.
I think the fellas got a little excited that Zachman was going to scoop that up and score.
Yeah, that snap was low, so the timing was disrupted. Ricardo Hallman blocked it for the Badgers. Preston Zachman looking for a little scoop and score action. Just couldn't quite come up with it. But we have talked throughout this week and certainly today about Rutgers special teams and the ability under Greg Schiano to block kicks. Well, here it's Wisconsin rejecting a kick. And now with 8 seconds left in the half, they'll have the ball at their 38-yard line.
Yeah, a bad snap, and then that obviously throws your timing off, and the kicker goes up and hesitated, paused, and gave Hallman. He almost could have just taken the snap and ran with it.
And the Badgers will go ahead and take a knee, and they'll take it into the locker room, up 14 at the half. Here at SHI Stadium in Piscataway. Well, the Badgers, sure, they feel like they should be ahead by more. We have concern about Will Pauling, but the Badgers have really played well. The defense just terrific through the first two quarters. We're at the half, Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. Going on now. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today. Operation.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Mike Heller with you at SHI Stadium in Piscataway, New Jersey, on the campus of Rutgers University, the birthplace of college football. Well, the last 10 minutes or so, the first half looked like the college football game had just been born, because it was ugly on both sides of the field as we finished the first half. That belies the start to this one. Wisconsin got off to a very good start after forcing a punt. They went on an 8-play, 89-yard touchdown drive. A throw to Will Pauling, 17 yards, and the score on that one. Second Badger interception ended in an interception, a turnover, but Wisconsin's defense was equal to the task. They threw 5 3-and-outs at Rutgers in the first half, and the Badgers' third possession went 7 plays, 53 yards, and a touchdown. That one scored by Tawee Walker, who has carried 18 times for 93 yards in the first half. Also, Braden Locke kind of picked up where he left off last week. In the first half, he had gotten off to a very good start, 12 of 18 in the first half statistics for 98 yards in the air. And a lot of those yards came early in this one for Wisconsin, but he finishes the first 30 minutes, 12 of 18 for 98. Meanwhile, on the other side, Ethan Kaliak-Manis is just 7 for 20 and 69 yards. And Manungai, who is their best player by far, has 11 carries for just 22 yards in the game. So Wisconsin leads it 14-0 at the break. It could be better. It could also be worse, because Rutgers mishandled a field goal snap and had it blocked. And also they turned it over on downs in the offensive red zone. So it could be better. It certainly could be worse as well. At the break, it is Wisconsin 14 and Rutgers nothing. Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues in a moment. We'll check out scores from other games across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCat.com or call your local Favic Cat store for more information. Favic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
And we continue at the half at Rutgers University at the half here. It is Wisconsin 14 and the Scarlet Knights nothing. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Elsewhere in the Big Ten right now, Iowa almost at the half. They lead Washington 17-10 at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. 17-10, the Hawkeyes over Washington. Final 30 seconds of the first half. Last night in Maryland, the Northwestern Wildcats, the Badgers' next opponent, they blew out the Terps 37-10, ended up being the final first Big Ten win for Northwestern. They're 3-3 on the season. Wisconsin will play in Evanston next Saturday, a game that will kick at 11 a.m. College football top 25 right now. Alabama, number 7 in the country after dropping from the number 1 spot. They lead South Carolina at the half in Tuscaloosa, but just by a score of 14-12. Number 10, Clemson leading at Wake Forest 28-14 at the break. Number 21, Missouri up 24-3 on the road at UMass. A little bit later on, Texas and Oklahoma. And then the big-time game tonight, a couple of them in the Big Ten later today. One has number 4, Penn State at USC. That's at 2:30. And number 2, Ohio State is at Oregon, number 3 in the country. That is at 6:30. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Once again, back at the half, Wisconsin 14 and Rutgers nothing. I'm Mike Keller. I welcome in Billy Schmidt. He will host the postgame show alongside of Lance Allen. Billy, let me ask you about Wisconsin's offensive line. I always know you appreciate it when I ask offensive line questions out of the gate. Tawi Walker has had a lot of operating room. This offensive line has been putting it on Rutgers' defensive front seven.
Mike, and it's why they've been able to, you can't say it's a perfect first half. However, they've dominated the first half because of what they've done on the line of scrimmage. And give some respect to what they're doing on the defensive line, too. Yeah. But this is a Rutgers team that prides itself on their physicality. And you're exactly right. We're training you well. Tausch is telling you all the right things to be watching there in the broadcast booth, because the offensive line for the Badgers has been moving the Scarlet Knights and giving Tawi Walker a lot of room.
Billy, complimentary football takes on many different forms. Atticus Bertrams is part of that complimentary football here in the first half today. A great punt to pin him down at the 2-yard line. And also the Badger defense getting a 3-and-out stop after an interception early in the game and then a late block field goal. So complimentary in different ways so far today.
Yeah, in taking advantage of opportunities for Rutgers to be able to recapture some of the momentum, it was ripe for the taking there. Yeah. The 3-and-out was maybe one of the biggest sequences of the game. And also, Mike, that's a score-stop-score situation if you're the Badgers. Those are some of the most difficult things for a team to withstand. If it's a 14-point swing quickly, that could have been, I mean, that last 2 minutes that took a lot of life away, and a lot of people had to scratch away their notepads because it could have been written a bunch of different ways. Right now, Badgers still have a chance to make this a 3-possession game right out of half.
I'll give you another one, and that is Wisconsin missing a field goal. But then on the other end, after a 9-play, 70-yard drive for Rutgers, on a 4th-down play, the Badgers, that front seven that you talked about defensively, gets a huge stop because Manungai has not had room to operate.
No, and Mike, I think we're seeing, and we have over the last couple of weeks, even though the results maybe not this imposing, you're really seeing the athleticism that the Badgers picked up on the defensive side, especially at the linebacker spot. Elijah Hill's doing his work up front. There's guys being able to open up some lanes. But whether it's Witt, Lowry, you're seeing Jaheim Thomas all over the field. They're making it extremely difficult for Rutgers to do what they need to do to be successful, and that's run the football. Kaliak Mann is throwing it 20 times, not the Scarlet Knights' recipe for success. See if the Badgers keep forcing them into that here in the second half.
Wisconsin's going to get the ball out of the second half kickoff. They will begin with the ball, and Braden Locke has had a good first half at 12 of 18 for 135, but he did throw the one pick. What would you like to see as the second half gets underway here at Rutgers?
I'd like the Badgers to lean in on, I think, Mike, what got them here as well, and that is Tawi Walker. Do I think the young man's going to carry it 30 times today? Probably not. Maybe you see a little bit of Darian Dupree at some point, but Locke, you mentioned the numbers. I think there was also a point where he was 9 of 13 at one point, so the close not good in that first half, but be able to attack the grass, so to speak, as they like to say in the air raid. Allow them to get Rutgers on their heels a little bit. That's when you can give Tretch or Vinny Anthony, Will Pauling, an opportunity in the pass game.
Let me finish on this one. Tawi Walker, his first half numbers, 18 for 93, a long of 18 yards. But, boy, it looks like, Billy, he's really been patient off the good work in front of him by the offensive line. But he has picked the right holes, it seems, here in the first half.
Yeah, and I can't do the Tausch Coach Alvarez impression, but you can really tell he's starting to get lathered up a little bit, right? Yeah. And for a bigger, more physical back like himself, you start leaning on people, maybe a couple of business decisions start getting made here in the second half. You see the vision, and you really see the explosiveness, Mike. Excited to see, as the full-time guy, just how much that ability to get into the game and feel the flow of the game, feel the flow of those linebackers, him start taking some more advantage.
Billy Schmidt and Lance Allen have all the post-game commentary after this one goes final today. At the break, it is Wisconsin 14-0 over Rutgers. Coming up on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
...of your local grocery store.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
It's 14-0. Wisconsin leads Rutgers at the half. Before we look at some first half stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. 222 yards of offense for the Badgers, just 120 for Rutgers, and only 51 rushing yards. Kyle Manungai, 11 carries for 22 yards. Meanwhile, Tawi Walker, 18 for 93 and a touchdown. Braden Locke, 12 out of 18 through the air, 128 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Ethan Callie McManus, just 7 of 20 throwing the ball for 69 yards in the first half of play. The Badgers on third down, 3 out of 7. Rutgers just 2 out of 10. And both teams, Rutgers with 2 penalties for 20 yards. The Badgers 3 for 25 yards through the first two quarters of play. A couple minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Kind of a strange last 2 minutes, coach, but this is the second game in a row now your defense has answered when they've given up a turnover in your own end zone. That's really big for you, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they got to have to keep doing it the second half because
you know, that last couple minutes was not what we want. We got about the second half to play a hell of a lot better ball.
I know you wanted to dominate the line of scrimmage. How do you feel your team's doing that?
We did a really good job early on, but I think the last second half of the second quarter, we didn't do what we needed to do.
Good luck, second half.
All right, guys, thank you very much. And it became a snail's pace in those last couple of minutes of the first half, but really of bigger concern was Will Pauling, who was hurt on a clean but hard hit where he coughed up the football, and Rutgers not able to capitalize. But, again, you think big picture with half a regular season to go after this game. We haven't heard anything yet on Will, but fingers crossed that it's not too bad.
We saw that last week too, where Will took a shot, and so it's, you know, he plays, you know, he's in short spaces and a lot of stuff across the middle, so he takes a lot of hits. But one of the things that Luke said there with Patrick, that second half of the second quarter, it was a little sloppy and.